on to a place without rain. Doctors say the water's causing the pain. Feeling's gone on both of my legs. Won't be long until it just can't be tamed. Gotta kick up dust, cause it'll kick us up if we're late. Get up and try to forget. It won't be long till I'll be drinking the rain. I've got an obsession, prying at me. Obsession, dying to make me paralyzed.
made them all. God made them all. Earth, the sun, the moon and the stars. God made them all. God made them all. A design plan was the woman and man. God made them all. God made them all. God made the dove. God made love. God made them all. God made them all. All the things within and things without. God made them all. God made them all. All things in heaven, all things on earth. God made them all. God made them all. The birds in the trees, the fish in the seas. God made them all. God made them all. The earth, the sun, the moon and the stars. God made them all. God made them all.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
in the known galaxy, the third planet from the sun, on the western edge, the northern hemisphere, on a continent called the Americas, there is a city. And in this city, there is what is it called? It's a section of the city. It's actually, it's a district. And this district is called the Mission District. And the Mission District has a radio station. And that radio station, ladies and gentlemen, which is 87.7 on your FM dial, this radio station is called Radio Valencia. And you can listen to Radio Valencia on the internet at radiovalencia.fm.
songs to remember as years go passing by.
I never sing.
God bless you and love everybody.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Can anybody name
a drug? One drug for me. Yes, ma'am.
LSD.
Now, what do you know about LSD?
It makes you do things that you don't want to do.
Oh, things like what? Yes, ma'am.
Killing people.
All right. I don't know, but yes, sir.
Makes you kill yourself, jump off a building.
Yes.
I meant suicide.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Make you steal things.
And why do you think people really want to take LSD? Yes, ma'am.
People make them take
it. Well, who? Who would make them take it?
Bad people.
Strangers.
People that took it before.
And how would a person who has taken it before get somebody else to take it?
They sell it.
Sell it to them? How can I get you to take it if I've taken it before? See, they could try to trick you, couldn't they? They could say, this will really make you feel good, wouldn't they? Here's something for you to make you really feel good. What's the word for really feeling good that a lot of dope addicts use? Go ahead.
On your own trip.
Now, name another drug.
Proud Mary.
What is a Proud Mary? I don't know.
That's
what a...
marijuana.
Marijuana is called a Proud Mary? Is that right?
It's called pot.
You can even have
And also marijuana. Called pot, huh? So, what about marijuana? I mean, how do you use that?
Take a piece of paper, roll it up, make a cigarette out of it.
You make a cigarette out of it?
Yeah.
And then what do you do? You smoke it.
Yeah.
Do you just puff on it or what?
Yeah, just puff on it.
No.
You light it.
You light it, yes.
And then some smoke goes into your lungs.
Just like you see people smoking cigarettes.
That gives you lung cancer.
Right. But by the same token, that's how you smoke your marijuana, or your Mary Jane, or your pot, or your grass. You can smoke your rug if you want to. You can smoke a plate. Well, you say some drug, right? Well, how about the people who tried to smoke bananas? Yeah, there were some people who want to get high. If you tell them anything that they smoke will get them high, they'll try it. People have tried to smoke bananas.
What if he doesn't have any?
He'll buy a banana. Or steal a banana, because that's what people do who love to get high. They will try to get high any way they can.
What do
bananas do to you? I don't know. I never smoked one because I never wanted to get high. What about if you're out in a schoolyard playing and somebody comes up to you? It doesn't have to be a grown-up. Suppose some kid who got into his mother's medicine cabinet and has her pills, or any kind of pills. They could look like aspirin tablets.
What if it looks like candy?
Okay, but I'll ask you that question. What if it looks like candy?
What I would do.
What would you do?
I'd say, can I have them?
Yeah.
Then I would throw them away.
You throw them away? But then they would be on the ground for maybe a little baby to come along and pick up and put in his mouth. Well, see, what you want to do is you want to destroy them first. Or if you have good sense, you'll take them and then you'll give them to who?
The mother.
No, well, suppose you're in school.
The
who
teacher.
Would you give them? You give them to your teacher, right? Or if you're at home, you take them and you give them to
your mother.
Right.
Or your father.
And you say, somebody did what? Somebody gave these, right. So what we're saying is, no matter who it is or what it is, if somebody offers you pills or something like that, you're going to say what?
No.
No, thank you. You don't want to take any candy or anything from anybody you don't know. And even then, well, you have to look at it very carefully. Suppose a friend of yours came up and it looked like candy, what would you do?
My mother said, don't take candy from strangers. If you took some LSD and somebody tricked you,
yeah.
What would you do?
You have to go straight to your house if you can, or you have to find a grown-up. You have your name and address written someplace?
I have it written in my
head. I know mine.
I have mine written in my
You should have it in your pocket at all times.
See, right nowhere.
I got mine in my
head. No, but that isn't any good, because suppose you're crossing the street and some wild driver comes by and hits you and he knocks you out cold, and you have it in your head.
They
now, how are we going to get your address out of your head?
They have to check your pockets and stuff.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
One time, Lisa told me that on Halloween this boy had trick-or-treating, and then he went over to his uncle's house and he ate up all the candy, and then the boy went home and went to sleep. The people tried to wake him up, but he didn't wake up because he was dead.
Is that right?
The guy. occupied San Francisco, occupied world. It is the day before the next day anniversary of Rampage Radio, RadioLinton.fm. Well, not necessarily Radio FM, but more like, you know, the days were in KUSF, Rampage Radio, on the USF campus, of course. Then we were over there, Light Street Studios, Light Rail, and now we're here with RadioLinton.fm. Rampage Radio has been released almost 10 years, I guess, 8th year maybe. But I am here, the last thing in Manny.
40 years. Shout out to Ron, Howie, and Ian for starting this bad boy.
That is Rampage Radio.
40 years ago.
RadioLinton.fm. It is I, Last Thing in Manny, and
Todd.
The Todd Show. As Rampage Radio, we are the Allied Forces. Rampage Radio, whoa. RadioLinton.fm. He's got something on his mind further. Todd, check it out. Oh, I thought he was going to say masturbation, but he didn't say that. I think I just said that. Rampage Radio, whoa. Yeah! Hey, check out the Wiggly Wigglies on this.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Good evening, another boot camp band. Once again, if you're interested in taking lessons at the school or getting in a band, interested in getting in a band, right at the top of the steps, they can sign you up.
Yeah.
Come by the school,
I'm in.
Get some lessons. You are in.
I'm in.
We do all ages, by the way. Can only be in a band, though, if you're a little young. All right.
What the fuck?
This last band, everybody, make a lot of noise for Rampage.
Yes, we are. It's Saturday at noon, eh?
Turn it up.
Okay, then. Like the lady said, she says, turn it up. Turn up what? Turn up Rampage Radio at Radio 1.0 FM every Saturday from noon to 2 here in the heart of the Mission Transmission Mission, San Francisco, California. Oh, she said, yeah, right when I said San Francisco, California. That's cool. You guys can't hear it, though. You got to put the headphones on. So we're working hard here every Saturday from noon to 2 after we eat our breakfast at Jim's. Woo, woo, shout out to Jim's. Shout out to Jim's on Mission there on 20th. Tip them hard.
Kim and C.
No, give that back. Don't tip them. Give them the whole thing. There you go. And, Z and Kim, right?
Z and Kim.
Thank you, Rich. He came for them pancake breakfast. We got a bunch of guests in the house, of course. Oh, wait a minute.
Radio!
We're going to have everybody sing. Hold on, huh? Sorry, Todd. I let the AI take over on the Rampage. I know you want to say Rampage like that fucking fool.
Radio.
Like the AI called Fulio with how we lack. Yeah, that's right. We conquer over technology. We are still the overlords of tech. Rampage Radio in the year 2022. Here we are, February. No, we're in March now. March 4th was yesterday.
Beware the Ides.
It was March 5th. So we're March 4th. May the 4th be with you on Saturday, the 5th, here on March 2020. Or March. Anyway, turn it up.